This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I appreciate Joe Biggs popping in to talk about this lady popping off of the president being a suicide bomber. When just a month ago on the same network, their anti-terrorism expert said ISIS should hit Trump targets. It's like you're actually on the news asking ISIS to coordinate attacks. I mean, and what's going to happen if somebody kills Trump? What's going to happen if somebody, or Johnny Depp, or CNN host saying, well, it's just political, he's not evil, shooting Congressman Scalise and the cops. What happens when somebody shoots them? Are they going to then say, oh, it's just political? Again, they want to play the victim, but they're the ones on the attack. Why haven't they staged big false flags? Like,
I mean, what happens when a guy gets stabbed 9 times coming out of a political rally in support of Donald Trump? You know, that's ridiculous. These guys are willing to take that extra step. They're willing to put blade in the flesh. They're willing to put bullets through flesh. And it's ridiculous. And he gets called a white nationalist. He gets called a racist because he's a white guy.
Oh, yeah. The media says punch a Nazi, stab a Nazi. So he's a white guy. He's a white nationalist. Now, major feminist groups are saying abort your baby if it's white.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean,
white genocide's real, and it's being directed by liberal white people. I'm not giving the minorities a pass here, but I see people go, okay, white genocide, yeah, right. It's all over the news saying whites should all be killed. What in the hell is going on?
You have to look at people like Tariq Nasheed. This guy is on Twitter every day just spewing out hateful messages. Anytime there's a white person involved with anything, he's automatically a Nazi. He's automatically this and that. And this guy has a huge following. He says that everyone that was involved with the anti-Sharia march were all closet racists. They were closet Islamophobes. And that's what the
I'm not a closet Islamophobe. I'm very phobic of Islam. I don't want anywhere near Saudi Arabia or these places where women walk around in hoods. I'd have a panic attack walking around the street with a bunch of women with hoods over their heads and guys walking around wearing diapers and everything. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't want like a Teletubby. I don't want to look like a closed-up umbrella walking through the streets. This stuff is crazy. And we're racist because we don't want what we're seeing happen in Europe coming over here. And it's already starting to happen here. I mean, we've already had the Orlando shooting. We've already had San Bernardino. We've already had Chattanooga. I mean, 9/11. I mean, time and time again, we've had so many things. And yet they just go, oh, well, it's okay, though. It's not all Muslims. Yeah, it's not all Muslims, but it's a 1.7 billion population, and only takes a small percentage of those guys to be bad and inflict harm on 10 times more than that, and it's already happening.
Listen, if you want to get into Switzerland or Japan, you got to have a degree and some money in your ass, and they don't care if you're black, you don't care if you're Asian, they don't care. You better have your stuff squared away. Nobody brings in people from failed Muslim states like Somalia and Sudan and Syria. It's nutball. And I'm sure you've now seen where now the German Green Party wants to bring in whole villages and transplant them into German villages.
Yeah, there's a 600,000 population of Shia Muslims in Germany alone. Those are the same kind of people that do the Tatbir, where they every year they take blades and swords and smash them into their foreheads until they split their own heads open. They're going to split their own heads open. What makes you think they're not going to lob your head off?
All I know is it's total insane asylum behavior, and I just can't believe the left has gone so mentally ill. Where do you think this ends, Joe Biggs?
I don't, it definitely ends with someone trying to take an attempt on President Trump's life. It ends with someone doing something like that, trying to spark.
Well, we've already seen the guy try to grab the gun from the cop and do that in other events. I mean, sure. But, I mean, I think it ends with them attacking Trump supporters. This is really an attempt at bullying. Just like Hitler bombing civilian centers in World War II in England, it had the opposite effect. He thought it would make the Brits give up. They actually got solidified because of that.
There's actually a group of Antifa I found out yesterday that meet every Thursday at a public library in Austin, Texas, under the guise of a history class where they go in and they do homework or whatever. And Antifa is allowed to openly discuss what they're doing, their communism, and their tactics to attack people, especially for the July 1st march that's going to be next Saturday at the Capitol. They're allowed to openly discuss that stuff in a public library without anything. It's ridiculous. But we go meet somewhere and we talk about how we're Trump supporters, like the Portland State students, and they get shut down. They're harassed.
That's right. Joe Biggs, thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood!
Hollywood!
Babylon! Hollywood!
Hollywood!
Babylon!
Babylon!
Hollywood! I'm going to let Cernovus take over. He's in D.C. Soon he'll have some big scoops for you. He already has them, but he's got to let those develop a little bit. Things too fresh, you know, expose your sources. But look at this headline out of the New York Daily News. June 20th. This came out a few days ago. I just saw it. Celebrities Alex Jones and sexual abuse. Read the article. There's nothing about me and sexual abuse. They just say that. That's called fake news. Here's another one, testosterone wars. We have like 39 products, most of them private label, best sellers of companies that supply Whole Foods. Jeff Bezos owns that. That's okay, because Jeff Bezos gave $600 million to the Washington Post via the CIA trying to overthrow Trump. But I sell Supermill Vitality, which they admit is a bunch of known herbs concentrated, and I'm evil. And I need to be shut down, and I'm bad. But they try to, they reached out to us, but we didn't respond, a bunch of bull. Always the same. But people don't buy into that anymore. And a lot of the left says, we're not calling for Trump's death, as they call for it constantly. And then meth, I mean, you know he's a drug addict, meth head, looks like a meth head, child molester. Johnny Depp, you know, creeping around, shaking, hardly talking. I'm not saying he's a child molester. You know, like, somebody needs to get Trump in a dark room and stomp on his head. And, you know, it's an act or kill a president. And everybody's like, ooh, you're so cool. Everyone's so sick of Hollywood. We're so sick of all you people. This guy made $600 million, and he's such a crackhead. He's bankrupt. And then stumbling around with some other lunatic on the stage. And then you look at the crowd, like a bunch of lobotomized walruses. It's sick. Then you got Mika Brzezinski, whose dad advocated dictatorship and killing populations, developing dictatorship under President Trump. MSNBC host compares Trump to suicide bomber. Another host says that ISIS should bomb Trump. I mean, this is just a bunch of people that have lived in this bubble of liberty and have been a little aggressive wimps, but never been in a real fight their whole life, running around trying to start a war with an armed camp. But like adults, we're sitting back, letting you kill a few of us, do this and that, shoot some congressmen, some cops, trying to get you to stop, just saying, please stop. Please stop. Okay, start getting ready for him. Get set up. Get ready. Okay, we're trying to fix things peacefully. Here's some prosperity. Oh, you're not going to stop, are you? Well, you're going to be dealt with once the hammer comes down. Legally and lawfully. Johnny Depp, all the rest of you, you're going to get what you want. It's going to happen. Look at this headline. Hero of the London terror attack, homeless, the Lion of London Bridge, you know, who fought off the guys so he couldn't kill another six, seven people. Fought three guys with knives, beat their ass. Cops showed up, shot him. He's homeless from his medical bills, but the Islamists are getting all these free houses. That's how it works, folks. It's sick. America and Europe's openness has been used to destroy us. The good news is humanity striking back. Mike Cernovich, medium.com, at Cernovich, joining us. So much has happened. Wow, no one even cares about Megyn Kelly now. They admit lowest ratings ever. I can't believe it. Even though they edited me like hell, you could have had a ham sandwich up against her. They would have declared me the victor. So that I don't get the credit. Our listeners, everybody get the credit. But we are going to be releasing next week the audio. And when I say edited, we'll release raw clips. We'll say, here's what I said raw with the transcript. Then we'll say, here I said it at this minute. And 10 minutes later or 11 minutes later, said this. Totally different subjects edited together. She did it. Despite the fact I warned her about Katie Couric, who got caught doing that and got sued over it, she still did it, Mike Cernovich. Their editor still did it. And Sean Hannity came out and said, release the full tape. He knows what Ted Koppel did to him. 70 seconds aired after a 50-minute interview. They interviewed me off and on for 12 hours, 4 hours straight, 5 hours probably. And so it just shows how pathetic. Cernovich, we have them. We have them editing stuff together. We have them. Can you believe the arrogance?
Well, CNN, according to the latest Adweek, only did 750,000 total viewers. They're all on the decline. That's the whole point. They really are nobodies. They're on the decline. They're on the fall. They don't know what they're going to do. They're so desperate, actually, that Jake Tapper, one of the biggest CIA shills and deep state shills, had to actually ask on Twitter. He goes to the DNC, why didn't you give your hard drive to the FBI? Even the fake news, fake taper at CNN is realizing, whoa, the winds are blowing a different way. I better try to ask a real news question, a Patriot question. Of course, the answer is there's child pornography on those DNC servers. You know, they're all, you know, God knows what kind of sick stuff they're doing there. That's why they never handed it over to the FBI, for sure.
Now, I'm going to get out of here and give you your time, but I promise next month we're getting the new shows launched. You're going to be hosting every day. We're really excited about that. Have you told me the time yet you want to host? You want to host right after the show at what, 3 o'clock Central?
Yeah, I'll probably do the fourth hour the way we're doing it now, just Monday through Friday, the current hour. But, I mean, there's so much going on. There's so much raw talent. There's so much energy and enthusiasm that there's so many people out there hungry for the truth, and we can't even meet the demand. So we're going to have to figure out, you know, who else is going to be involved with this, because, for example, I was in Washington, D.C. I'm out here. I got some major stories, but I can't release them yet because then they'll be able to find out, you know, all my secret sources. But I'm just sitting down enjoying a cigar with some friends, and every 5 minutes, Cernovich, how are you? And again, like, not bragging, like when I was with you at Austin, the whole restaurant stops and looks. It's not bragging. It's just showing.
It shows the success of the Liberty Movement. Exactly. It shows the success. And that's the issue is, when I was out with Megyn Kelly, I'm not bragging, more people said, there's Alex Jones. They weren't pointing at me. And it's not that I want to be the big celebrity. Quite frankly, I wish I wasn't seen in public. I'm tired of it. But I see it as we're hurting the globalists. They're scared. They're coming after us. Since you mentioned that, I'm going to play Jay Johnson, not pleased DNA, refused DHS help. Now Debbie Wasserman Schultz has come out and said he's a liar. So the rats are turning on each other. Here it is.
As to what was offered them, what they accepted, was there any level of cooperation at all?
To my disappointment, not to my knowledge, sir. And this is a question I asked repeatedly when I first learned of it. You know, what are we doing? Are we in there? Are we helping them discover the vulnerabilities? Because this was fresh off the OPM experience. And there was a point at which DHS cybersecurity experts did get into OPM and actually help them discover the bad actors and patch some of the exfiltrations, or at least minimize some of the damage. And so I was anxious to know whether or not our folks were in there. And the response I got was FBI had spoken to them. They don't want our help. They have CrowdStrike.
You have an unprecedented amount of cyber hacking by a foreign power, an adversary from my point of view, and they would not accept all of
a load of money
given. Especially, I mean,
they had Google, Facebook, everybody against Trump.
Partisan,
the
know,
Russians,
it sounded like it was a Republican administration.
Yeah, the Russians were tacitly for Trump.
See, this is a impartial governmental entity, FBI, DHS. And they didn't accept that. I just find it very hard to...
The Chi-Coms, the EU, all against Trump?
Well, my interest in helping them was definitely a nonpartisan interest.
I know that,
And I recall very clearly that I was not pleased that we were not in there helping them patch this vulnerability.
So the Democrats literally were naked, wide open. Hillary had her own server. She was putting stuff on there for sale. She knew it was compromised. She put the classified stuff on. She got it. That's what their foundation is. It's like the Legion of Doom. Now, here's Debbie Wasserman Schultz saying that Jay Johnson, their own Homeland Security head, is wrong in every respect. It's on record Homeland Security wanted to get in there. Here it is.
Flat out said that the DNC refused his
Schultz
help. You put out a statement afterward basically saying that Jay Johnson was wrong. Where is he wrong? He's wrong in every respect. Let me just be very clear. At no point during my tenure at the DNC was I contacted by the FBI, DHS, or any government agency, or alerted or made aware that they
believed that she's on painkillers.
An enemy state was intruding on our network. At no point. And I am a member of Congress who had the ability to sit down and be briefed in a classified setting. Even Director Comey testified publicly that he wished that he had gone to the top of the organization. We're one of the two national political parties. It is astounding that when they had a member of Congress who was leading that organization, that no one felt it was any more important when we had a foreign enemy intruding
on the
political party's networks.
Taking them over.
Anything more than lob a phone call.
All we want to do is sell you out and teach your kids how to be sexual at age two, and you don't like us.
I mean, Secretary Johnson says the DNC rebuffed the help that they offered. You're saying that no one ever contacted you. Respectfully, Secretary Johnson is utterly misinformed.
Utterly misinformed.
And much that has been written about the timeline.
I am hunting for wabbits.
By the New York Times, the Washington Post, that document through multiple sources, including
multiple sources.
The FBI and other federal agencies did virtually nothing to make sure that when they were aware,
they did nothing.
Concerned that there was an intrusion on our network by the Russians,
on our network,
that they did virtually nothing to sound the alarm bells to make us aware.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
On our network for
Hillary was under investigation for years with the server with all the illegal crap on it. All of you guys, and now it's the FBI's fault that they didn't protect you from the non-existent Russians. The Russians can hardly keep their lights on, man, after globalists. Mike Cernovich, I'm skipping this break so you have more time than I took. I appreciate you, buddy. Big stuff on D.C., but what do you make of the rats leaving the sinking ship? What do you make of them losing the fourth special election? And then their answer is just kill everybody.
Well, the Russian narrative isn't working. Nancy Pelosi, of course, we want to keep her in power.
She's wonderful.
If I could orchestrate and control what was happening there, I wouldn't change a thing. I'm very
Let's replace her with Maxine Waters.
Well, okay, maybe that would be better. That would be the only way to improve it. See, I'm very happy with the way things are going. I'm very happy that their high-level staffers have been caught with child pornography, that Anthony Weiner's a pedophile, that the message is getting out.
That we broke that.
Press. Yeah, that they're loaded with pedophiles. That's why they didn't want to give their server over there. I guarantee you there was child pornography on there. Jacob Schwartz or somebody had some, you know, kind of images of underage people. That's the real reason that they never gave it to the FBI. So people are realizing that the DNC is loaded with child molesters, pedophiles.
Well, they all look like child molesters.
Exactly. And that's why they have no message for the American people.
Why is it child molesters always look like child molesters? They never look like John Wayne. They never look like Donald Trump. They always look like child molesters.
It's a great question. It's physiognomy. You know, you look at the facial features of somebody and you can predict a lot of things about them. And there is a certain look to the pedophile look. And
they look like Dennis Hastert. The guy that shot Scalise from Illinois, he looks like a Dennis Hastert clone. I mean, he looks like a pedophile.
Exactly. That's why he wanted to kill the Republicans to shut down investigations into pedophilia. He knew that the Democrats are his best bet. And another guy who looks like a pedophile, who I think he was a Nebraska guy who said that he's glad the shooting happened.
Yeah.
That guy, there was another guy, a video today of a Democratic operative who said that, and of course I'm not saying he is a pedophile, but I'm saying...
Hey, doesn't Johnny Depp look like a pedophile?
Oh, if you look at him, he definitely has that vibe. There's no question. There's no question he has the vibe. Oh yeah, so that's the shooter. You look at them, they look like it, right? And then there was a guy from Nebraska who was caught on an audio, leaked audio, where he said that he was glad that Scalise was shot. And then you look at him, and he looks like Dennis Hastert too.
Well, here's my next question. You're a smart guy. I talk to a lot of smart folks. We're holding back. We don't want to be violent. We're winning, you know, letting them shoot congressmen and stuff. We try to stop it. But they're clearly, the left's building up for a bigger tantrum, a bigger confrontation. How long do we take this, though, until Trump moves against them? I think, you know, the folks over at Brzezinski Land on the Morning Joe, they're saying, oh, watch out. Trump's about to become a dictator. No, he got elected. But if we have to move in a very serious way against people openly wanting to murder everybody, that's called your duty. I don't want to have a big shooting war. I don't want to have to, you know, arrest 10,000 of these people and have trials and hang their asses. But if it's done by a jury and we need to, I'll be there and pull the switch. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, just call for, you know, stuff without actually being part of it. I mean, how long can they keep pushing for this?
Well, this Sunday, the domestic terrorist group Antifa is going to actually have a riot in Washington, D.C. in front of the police station. I sent the producers a picture of some graffiti that I found. So, yeah, this Sunday, June 25th, they're actually going to go start a riot against the D.C. police. So they're setting their own trap, man. The police aren't going to take too kindly to this plan, terrorist plan that they have.
I'm just getting sick of it. I mean, you know, we have actual communists here in Austin marching around with guns with their fingers on the triggers. We have an open carry, and our rifles are pointed at the ground. They're not loaded. We're exercising it to have the right. We're not out there. I mean, my reporters were there, and I'm like watching the video where these communists have their guns like this towards the cops and my reporters. And I mean, I'm sorry. I can't go to these because if a guy starts, has a gun towards me, I'm going to attack him because that's an act of aggression. That's menacing me. Under state law, his ass needs to be arrested. So I'm Mr. Anti-Police State when they're leftist control. But if you're going to have dangerous, violent groups trying to start a civil war, it needs to be nipped in the bud now. This is racketeering under every federal and state law. The Democrats and all of them are a clear and present danger. And I can tell you, special operations, the Pentagon, you name it, still has moles in it from Obama. But in general, 90% are ready. If a civil war starts, there is a big Christmas list of these leftists. So I hope every one of them that wants violence and war knows this. I'm not going to talk about what people are planning in defense of this, but you just know this. This is a two-way street.
Yeah, there's also an Antifa terrorist group in Phoenix, Arizona, and they have a gun club. And on their message boards and their private WhatsApp groups and everything, they've said that they need to do more tactical training to kind of to murder people, essentially. And so what I
leave. That's right. They're very upset at the Huffington Post and their places that the guy wasn't tactically better. There weren't more dead. They all bemoaned that, the hunting, the Republicans. They said, too bad there wasn't more. We need more dead.
Yeah, and one thing, this is probably the only thing keeping me alive. I was actually met by a very menacing reptilian pedophile kind of person on one of my trips, and he came forward and he wanted to give me a warning. So I handed him a slip of paper on it, and I'm not going to say what names were on it, but there were 10 names on it. And I said, just so you know, if anything happens to me, that's going to go all points bulletin that these are the 10 people that are going to be deemed responsible for my death and my murder. So you make sure that gets up the food chain to the people that you're acting on your behalf for. And he freaked out. It looked like he was like a ghost hit him. And I said, yeah, if you think you're just going to kill me and have me disappear, know that these 10 people, that's a dead man switch. I go, these 10 people are going to be held accountable for it. And you just make sure that they know if that's how you want to play and something happens to me, there are a lot of people who that list will be made public. And then what happens after you murder me, I won't have any sympathy for
you. Let's get a little bit more into this, because these people always think when they threaten you, it doesn't scare you. It freaks them out. And I'm not bragging, but I mean, the next person threatens me, I'm punching them right in the throat. You know, I mean, so you're not a wimpy guy yourself. You're a big guy. So, like, I mean, describe what this was like.
Okay, so he was very... He had that kind of sunken in creepy face that we all know of, a little bit too polished, a little bit too smooth, sunken in. He was skinny and lanky with these long kind of features.
Psychopath, genetic traits.
Yeah. The typical, like, you can look at that and he had a sociopathic thing and he came up and he's Michael Cernovich. And you get chills down your neck when these people talk to you because you can feel the energy or vibe. And I was like,
their commitment to evil.
Yeah, I really was like, ugh. I was like, what is this? And he goes, so you've been very busy looking at things, haven't you? And I go, what are you talking about, man? He goes, you know that you're a little bit closer to some of these things than you should be. Some of these stories you're on, we've let you go farther than you probably should be allowed to go. And I go, okay, so what are you saying? Because I'm a big put it on the table kind of guy. I'm like, what are you saying? He's like, well, there are a lot of people very disturbed by the things that you're looking into and that creepy little vibe. So then I had a pen on me, and I said, you know, hold on a second. I said, hold on a second, woo. And he stood there, and, you know, they're very still and cold. Again, they don't even feel human. So
medicine.
I had a little, yeah, so I took a pen out, and I had a little scratch piece of paper, and I wrote down.
And then you accidentally did this with the pen just in his throat?
No, because I knew then they were going to
murder. No, I'm joking. Go ahead. We would never want that.
So what I did is I wrote 10 names on, and I said, these are the 10 people I want you to know that if I am murdered, these 10 people will be held responsible. And suddenly he looked at me and then he did not like that. He gave me a look and scurried away because I don't know if he thought he was just going to scare me. But the names of the people that were on that list, those are the kind
that got his attention. You're going to take over here. But let me add one more thing. We're talking about how we fund ourselves. Evil shampoo, evil toothpaste. Toothpaste is now overall the best seller of nutraceuticals. It's the super male profit-wise, but the brain force overall sells, but we have very little profit on that. The big article in Atlantic Monthly, which is the elite publication, calling for overthrowing Trump, testosterone wars, basically saying I'm a criminal, I need to be shut down, I'm a horrible person. I'm selling a product that's sold under another label, you know, at Whole Foods and on Amazon. Bezos can sell all this stuff, but I can't. What hypocritical, pathetic worms. But they are so upset. They don't understand. I could fund myself with any mechanism. I could flip a switch and raise $500 million right now. They just don't get it, do they?
Well, that's another thing that I find endlessly amusing is you can walk down to Whole Foods. Amazon sells supplements. Whole Foods sells it. Trader Joe's sells it. Pharmaceuticals.
Because they work.
Right. But the point is, where's the exposé on Whole Foods selling supplements, selling the same things you sell, selling the Emirates Essential? You can buy citrus-based products that everybody knows there's something
you can buy with. My entire Emirates Essentials line at Whole Foods. It's one of their top sellers, private label by us. So why is my sunscreen evil, or why is my vitamins evil, but theirs is good? It's ridiculous. And the thing is, the left knows supplements work. It's one of the few things they're smart about.
Well, they just want to do anything to attack you. It's just you get used to it at this point. It's, if you sold people bottled water, they would say, well, bottled water is a scam. You're like, well, wait a minute, everybody sells bottled water. If you sold silverware or plates or computers or iPhones or whatever, then they would immediately say, oh, well, that's a scam and that doesn't really work.
Yeah, well, you know why TechX2, it works. Free shipping running through July 4th. Certainly much takeover. Great job, my friend. It was great having you here in Austin. We're getting ready to launch the next level. They know it. They got all their phones tapped. They know. They know what's going on. All right, Mike Cernovich coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayers, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
This is a test.
And we're back. Welcome back. Mike Cernovich here. Apologize for the hair. It got rained on in D.C. I wasn't expecting the weather, so we got to get this hair fixed up. But that aside, we have some cool things planned, just so you know, if you're in the Washington, D.C. area. Tonight, we're hosting we call them a MAGA meetup. These are very important events to connect with other like-minded patriots. We always have a great turnout. There's a picture on my Twitter of the kind of people who show up. It's always a great time. That is tonight, Friday, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in Washington, D.C. at the Trump Hotel. Just come on out. We're all in the bar area. We just hang out. There's always, you know, 50 or 100 of us connecting. So, yeah, there's a picture from the last time. We always have a good time. Community is important because The fake news media wants you to feel isolated, and that's not even everybody who shows up. There's always way more people there, but not everybody wants to be in a picture. So the fake news media wants you to feel like you're isolated and alone, and we're everywhere. And that's, again, why I talk about being recognized in public. It isn't a brag or even that I care. It's just every time I'm recognized in public, that's a patriot right there. Every time somebody says, hey, Cernovich, I know right away, wow, there's another, even in D.C., the swamp. We're in the swamp right now. Patriots everywhere you go. Tonight, there'll be patriots everywhere. And then Sunday at noon, we're hosting a rally against political violence in front of the White House. I've heard that actually InfoWars may be live streaming the entire event. I don't have final confirmation on that, but we were, you know, I'll have Periscopes and YouTube Live and everything. And that is this coming Sunday at noon. It is a rally against political violence. Jack Posobiec will be there. Roger Stone is going to be there. Laura Loomer, who you saw from Shakespeare in the Park. Cassandra Fairbanks, Lucien Wintrous, Mike Flynn Jr., Allie, Anna Kate, Mike Cernovich. It's going to be a big event. We're going to have a lot of people. It is going to be a lot of fun. And that is this Sunday, June 25th. At noon in front of the White House, and you can find that information on the Facebook page or, you know, follow twitter.com/CERNOVICH, all over there. Now, the reason we hold these events is because you feel alone, because everywhere you're bombarded with violence from Hollywood, fake news. They make it seem like we're some kind of fringe movement. They make it seem like there are only few people. We're actually, I'm more mainstream than people in the mainstream. Alex is more mainstream than I am. There are patriots everywhere, so our job is to connect all of you. And there's also a hashtag, MAGAMEETUPS, MAGA meetups. Not UPS like the store, it's more like UPS. So MAGA meetups is a hashtag, so if you want to start a local event or you want to meet like-minded patriots in whatever city, you can just go on Twitter and type in hashtag MAGA meetups, or you can follow the Twitter account at MAGAMEETUPS. And you can. So the important thing is we have to unite as patriots. And we have to network with each other, too. We all know, everybody here, yeah, here's the official MAGA meetups page. You can follow MAGAMEETUPS on Twitter, because, you know, everybody listening to this knows that feeling that what if people find out I'm a patriot? If my job finds out I'm a patriot, I'm going to be fired. If people find out I'm a patriot, maybe they're going to be violent. Who knows what is going to happen? It's so important that we connect with other like-minded people in the real world. That's very, very important. And by the way, Alex has been very generous in helping sponsor these events, and that's why the InfoWarsStore.com is so crucial. Is a lot of people are like, oh, you know, if I go to the store, what does it even matter? This is the kind of thing to get the coverage. This is what pays for events. This is what gets people out to Washington, D.C. to do a live stream of these rallies that not everybody can attend to. So even when you can't make it out of the house and you can't make it to one of our events, by supporting the broadcast at InfoWarsStore.com and buying the toothpaste and the taking the nootropics and all the great testosterone products, you're actually bringing more people together, because we are the resistance. Speaking of the resistance, we now are going to have Katie McHugh on, who she was actually recently fired from Breitbart over a tweet, which, based on what Breitbart writes and the articles that they write, a lot of people would think, well, wait a minute, why was she fired for tweeting out essentially what Breitbart talks about all the time, which is the link between radical Islam and terrorism. So if Katie's on the line, how you doing?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing great. Thank you for being able to make it today.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on.
So for those of you who don't know, maybe briefly introduce yourself.
My name is Katie McHugh. I worked for Breitbart for about 3 years. I was a homepage editor, a radio producer, a reporter, copy editor, you know, sort of a jack of all trades. And I worked very closely with Steve Bannon, and that was an incredible experience. However, the company has certainly changed since he left, because his personality was the driving force behind, you know, nationalist populist movement and Breitbart News itself.
And you helped him with his XM radio show, right?
Yes, he picked me out of everyone on the companies in the company, and said it was a great honor. So it was so great to work for a boss who was, you know, total pedal to the metal. Everything he did was for the audience, for the callers, for our readers, and at the same time, we were totally ideologically aligned.
So what is that like a little bit? What is it like working with somebody like Steve Bannon?
Steve is always on. I think he sleeps about 2 hours a night. So, you know, him and Trump both have that kind of extremely high energy kind of lifestyle. You know, Trump himself sleeps about 4 hours a night. Steve would get up at 2 a.m., work on show prep for 4 hours. I would get up at 5 a.m., immediately mail him the show clock. And then he would do 3 hours of radio. And we book, you know, sometimes 9 guests, sometimes 10. Well, at the same time, he's taking all these calls from people across the country. And then he would get on our 9 a.m. editorial call and then circle back with radio at 9:30 in the morning. And so that's all before 10 a.m. And some people haven't even woken up by then. So, and Steve is just absolutely brilliant, has so much vision, and he keeps his promises too, because you can see in the White House, he still has that whiteboard up left of everything he wants to accomplish in Trump's first term. And he keeps track of all these things and checks them off. So he has your back. He'll never betray you. And he was just a fabulous boss.
So I'm glad that you mentioned that, because it is fake news. The fake news narrative of Steve Bannon is he's some like schlubby guy who just lays around and hides out and doesn't really work. So you're saying that that's completely fake news.
That is absolutely fake news. Steve is the hardest working man I've ever met in my life. And, you know, just because he's not in front of the camera all the time, you know, doing press briefings, doesn't mean that he's just sitting around on his butt, you know, not helping to make America great again. That's totally false, totally fake news.
Yeah, I'm so glad you say that, because a lot of people don't appreciate, too, how much work and preparation and everything goes in. You know, somebody like Alex Jones or somebody like Steve Bannon, you don't just show up and talk. You have to be addicted, and it has to be kind of like your life passion, life purpose, or you're going to burn out. And Steve definitely has always had that vision, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. And, you know, the company was his life. And even just producing the radio show with him, you know, you have to be, you're up at 5, you're working on the show, following up with callers who call into the show with news tips. You're thinking of the next guest for the next day while tracking the news cycle, trying to plan the flow for the show. So, yeah, you have to be on all the time. And I just find all these descriptions in the fake news media, Steve is like some slovenly person, just despicable. They're very offensive.
He's also an avid reader, isn't he?
Yes, he is always reading. And like Trump, his mind is plastic. He never stops learning, and he's always digesting new books. And when I was producing the show with him, we were getting a constant inflow of new books. And, you know, so my reading expanded voraciously while working for him. So it's amazing, because while he's doing all this work, he still takes like an hour or so every day to read something new, learn something new. And I think that's a great model for all of us, you know, all of us patriots. That's something that, you know, that's a habit we should have.
Yeah, and that's one story that has actually bothered me, is that Steve Bannon is one of the few actual public intellectuals that we have, and conservative media never gave him his credit. They would talk about William F. Buckley, or, you know, Rich Lowry's not an intellectual. He's not an interesting person. Nobody in National Review is doing anything interesting, but there was never a media narrative about Steve Bannon giving him the credit he deserves as probably one of the most great right-wing intellectuals of our time.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think, you know, they're making the same mistake as Trump by trying to call him like unkept and lazy, you know, because Steve's a genius, and he's a predator. And so I think they're just drastically underestimating him, and that's going to hurt them. I also think it's interesting, too, that I think Steve is the only person who's gotten in trouble and bad press for his reading list. I've never seen the press go after someone for reading books that they didn't like. So, you know, they want to even censor that and make sure that, you know, patriots like us can't connect and can't even, you know, just share book ideas.
Yeah, it was interesting that the media was triggered that he was reading a book called The Best and the Brightest, which is an ironically titled book, because the people that we consider the best and the brightest during the Vietnam era, the Harvard kids, Yale kids, Ivy Leaguers, they were actually the people who led us to this catastrophic failure in Vietnam. And we sort of have the same thing going on with the neocons and the Harvard kids. Oh, we'll go to Iraq, we'll go to Afghanistan. The people that we view as the best and the brightest, the so-called elite, They aren't elite at all. So the media was really triggered that he was reading a book because they view themselves as the best and the brightest, even though they're not unique or interesting at all. I mean, you work in DC media. Is it true that they all kind of think alike and they're kind of boring to hang out with?
Yeah, they are. And you can see this play out on Twitter, too, where all the little blue checks are retweeting each other, making snarky comments. You know, it's all just a game to them. Steve is a very serious person, which is why, you know, he's reading it. And I think that offends the media because they realize that they're being shown up by someone who works much harder than them, is much smarter than them.
That's why they hate Alex, too, is they want to dismiss him as, you know, whatever. But he's always on, you know, he never stops thinking. So we need more positive attention to the virtues of these kind of public figures. And, again, that's a story that it's incumbent upon us to tell. So you had mentioned Steve had a killer instinct. Now, here's what I've heard, and I'm gonna qualify this for all the drama mongers at home. I want Breitbart to succeed. I am happy Breitbart exists. I have linked to Breitbart and sent probably at least a million clicks to their site. I am not hating on or shading Breitbart. However, as a journalist, I will tell you what I have heard. I have heard that once Bannon left, Breitbart is now being run by lawyers.
Yes, that's true. And I want Breitbart to succeed as well. I want to go back to Andrew's vision, and I want to have Steve's energy. I really wish them all the best. However, I think that they're nervous about the intense media scrutiny on them, since Steve, of course, went to go work for Trump and his White House chief strategist. So they stopped following up on critical narratives that got big play under Steve. For example, that horrible gang rape of that little disabled girl in Twin Falls, Idaho. Management did not want to touch stories like that because they are pretty radioactive and they are explosive. But this is what the people want, and this is something that a nationalist, populist-minded group should discuss. We should ask about why are these third-world refugees here? Why are they living in slums? Why are they giving cheap labor to, you know, different factories and while little girls are getting raped? Do we vote for this? Do we ask for this? Why don't communities have any control over that? And it's just surprising to me that Breitbart is shying away from that kind of critical discussion.
Why do you think that is?
I think because, in the case of the Chobani yogurt factory, which is located near Twin Falls, the person running it is of a Turkish descent. I think he's a citizen. He was naturalized. And he likes hiring a lot of these refugees on the cheap to keep producing his yogurt. However, a lot of these people are very litigious, and I just think Breitbart has, you know, a lot to worry about right now with their advertisers, things like that, and they don't want an expensive lawsuit, you know, to come crashing down their heads.
I've also heard, too, and it's just, and this is what the way I interpreted Breitbart is run by lawyers, is as a lawyer myself and working with lawyers, if you want to be told why you can't do something, then ask a lawyer for advice. If you say, I want to start a media company, they'll give you 10 reasons why it's a bad idea. Lawyers are not visionaries. Lawyers are risk averse, and they focus on that 1% of the risk and say, well, you better not take this shot because there's this downside risk that maybe it was only 1%. So I interpreted Breitbart as run by lawyers to mean that they don't want to take big risks anymore.
That's exactly right. And there's nothing wrong with that mindset, but that's dramatically different than what Steve did. You know, I can't see Breitbart with the kind of, you know, truly, like I said, killer instinct right now because they are concerned about so much risk.
And the story, so what was like the assignment? Like, I know for a fact that they had a major story. I'm not gonna scoop them, but I know for a fact that they had a major story that would have sent shockwaves. It's a national security story. It would have sent shockwaves all through DC, and they decided not to run it. Are big time stories getting killed inside Breitbart?
Well, Breitbart had an approval process, and some stories would just inexplicably never get approved. They sit there for hours. Even simple things like I was trying to write up an FBI report, an internal report, not classified, that came out stating that the media is directly responsible for these executions of cops in the streets. You know, there's 50, 60 cops that were murdered, you know, in 2016, 2015. And a lot of these were from people who were ginned up by media reports on Ferguson, you know, et cetera. And they would just go out and they would shoot a cop. But Breitbart didn't want to touch that because it did have, you know, the FBI did talk about, like, the racial element of, you know, the black man getting shot by the white cop. And they just decided, well, there's 1% chance that this could be a backlash on us, so we're just not going to run the story. So, yes, they have killed a lot of stories. And one thing I encourage our listeners to do is go to Lee Stranahan's ThePopulist.tv for some of the stories, especially on, you know, the SPLC, the Frankfurt School, the Twin Falls narrative that Breitbart killed.
Yeah, and I'd also heard, too, that there was a meeting, and this is a direct quote that I got from one of my sources. Somebody at the meeting had said, we want to be more like The Hill. Is that anything that you heard or culturally you felt was happening?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, there's a time and place for that, but Breitbart's trying to be all things to all people, and it's not going to work. And, you know, they said publicly, we want to become the right-wing version of the New York Times. Well, you're Breitbart, and I feel like they're trying to run away from the legacy and the reputation that gave them their success, and I think it's a mistake.
And that's exactly why I told a lot of my friends at Breitbart, I said, you're not going to out-hill The Hill. You're not going to out-politico Politico. Your value proposition is that you're covering news and information that nobody else in the mainstream media is going to cover. That's your value proposition. That's what people go to your website for. That's what they expect. And if all they're going to get is another saccharine basic talking point on the story of the day that they can find at The Hill or The Politico, then why go to Breitbart?
Exactly. And becoming the right-wing version of the Huffington Post, you know, that's, you're not distinguishing yourself from the herd. And Breitbart should be pursuing these stories, these, you know, hot-button sores that maybe other legacy media will touch and ridicule them for covering, too. We always get ridiculed for covering illegal alien crime, even though it's 100% preventable, and it's something that people care about. So I really hope that they return to their old legacy. They realize that, you know, the direction they're going in is a mistake, and I just wish them all the success in the world.
Well, I think I don't want to get my facts wrong, so correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Ann Coulter have her column serialized at Breitbart, and they cut out a link that she had included to a map of violence against Trump supporters?
Yes, Ann's column on how leftists want to kill us, which is frighteningly true, had a link to American Renaissance, which is a white advocacy group, very famous, was founded in 1990.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
Back with the last segment with Katie McHugh. It's been a great conversation. We're talking about journalism, the future of media. Before we finish this segment off, I want to remind you tonight, the Trump Hotel, 7 p.m. Washington, D.C., we're having a MAGA meetup. Come on out. Follow the at MAGAMEETUPS account, MAGA Meetups account. Connect with like-minded fellow patriots. We're everywhere. You're not alone. It's such a lie. I'm so tired of that being treated like some kind of fringe group, like we don't belong, like we're outcasts. We are the mainstream. We are the majority. We're taking back what is rightfully us. We're the good guys. We got to quit acting like we're in the shadows because these liberal medias, these pedophiles threatening assassination. Seth Rogen's mocking a guy who was stabbed 7 times in the chest, saying, oh, ha, 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 I hope that guy has health insurance. He doesn't, but I do. He's going to have to go fund me. They're making fun of anybody who doesn't have the kind of money that they have. Johnny Depp advocating the assassination of President Trump. Madonna threatening to kill Trump. Kathy Griffin. All these pedophiles in the media. The pedophiles in the DNC, they won't hand over the server. They are the pedophiles. They are the people covering things up. They are the murderers. They are the psychopaths. They are the reptiles. So it is time for us to show up in public. We're not hiding anymore. We're not going to let the streets belong to these vile, disgusting, wicked, duplicitous, demonic people. Tonight, Trump Hotel, 7 p.m., host your own MAGA meetup. We're also having a protest, not a protest, a rally against political violence. We're going to do that in front of the White House, Washington, D.C., this Sunday at noon. I do believe InfoWars will be live streaming, but I will double check that. And so watch the live stream if you can't make it. If you're near D.C., come on out. I'll be there. Jack will be there. Roger Stone will be there. Cassandra, a lot of great people, a lot of fellow patriots are going to be there. Katie McHugh, what is the future of conservative media? Alex wants to do a massive expansion. He had told me who is on your wish list of people, and I had mentioned a few names. I'm not going to go, you know, over all of them, but I'd say that I think Katie McHugh is one of like the greatest talents right now in media. So what is your advice for the future of right-wing media, conservative media, whatever, populist media, nationalist media, whatever it is that we want to call it?
I would say absolutely be happy warriors and stay engaged with your audience. What you and Alex are sponsoring, these MAGA meetups, are so important because the media does try to make you feel ashamed, alone, atomized, cut off from everyone else. They do not want us to practice freedom of speech. They do not want us to practice freedom of assembly. They want us scared and alone and separated from each other. So I think the future of conservative media will be bringing readers together in physical space to get together and form a real movement.
So what would that look like, brainstorming the idea? What would that look like?
Well, I think having spontaneous MAGA meetups across the country is a great idea because it all starts in the community. I think that all of us patriots should be rooted in leaders in our communities and be connected with each other across the country. So, you know, in your hometown, you can just say, all Trump supporters, let's get coffee on this morning, Sunday morning after church. And just, you know, keep building community and keep making strong ties and don't let the media, you know, gaslight you into thinking you're alone and there's something wrong with you.
And also, we need more people doing YouTubes, Twitter, social media, even if it's on knitting. We need all patriots to just kind of be out there and to unite. So I want to give you the last sort of 30 to 45 seconds. What is new in media? What is going on? What do the patriots listening need to do?
I think that everyone should follow your model and Jack Kosobiec's model of getting on Twitter, getting on Facebook, and doing Periscopes.
We need to get in their faces, legally and lawfully. Yeah. More of that takeover.
Right.
Thanks so much, Katie, for your time. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I hope to see you at one of these MAGA meetups one of these days.
Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. So you just heard from Katie McHugh. She's a great up-and-coming rising star and a star in her own right in right-wing media. Everybody, thank you so much for listening in, and thank you so much for your support. I will see you next Friday.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.